It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights every Tuesdays at 07:20 hours and Wednesdays at 17:30 hours, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064. Or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of the Ndalama Insights Radio Show. Today we'll be discussing ways in which a business person can fund their business. With me is Mukonki Mukonkera, my guest from Insight Partners Africa. Mukonki, good evening and welcome to the show.
Greetings, Herbert. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. In line with the topic we are discussing, what is the importance of funding to a business?
Well, funding to a business is extremely important, especially funding that helps the business to expand their operations. Without money, it is not possible for actually a business to succeed or to even run a business. And we know that money is what ensures that a business succeeds. And with that also comes funding, and not just any types of funding, but financing specifically to grow a business, to increase sales, and to make sure that the company generally is sustainable. That kind of funding is essential to ensure that a business is successful. Most big businesses do not operate without funding. Most operate with funding. So that is why it's extremely important for a business to look at how to finance their business.
How can a business, a person, fund their business? What are the ways in which that can be done?
So there are different ways. I think on the last program, Herbert, we actually spoke about accessing loans, personal loans to finance a business, and whether it's a right way to go. And we did actually agree discuss that it might not be prudent for someone to use personal loans to finance their business. But there are other ways in which people can actually fund their business. When we are talking about a business that is just starting or a startup, normally we look out to family and friends to access money. If we've explained our business concept to a relative and that relative believes in us, most times they do give us or loan us some of their money or risk their money on us to see that we can actually start this business. Other times we might look out to people that are referred to as investors, and these are people that generally have a lot of money or money that they would want to invest in businesses that they've identified can give them a return back on the money that they're investing. So you can also get money from these investors. The way these investors lend is they'll give you their money and they expect that you give them interest or a return on top of the money that they are giving you. And then thirdly, you can also find a partner that you can work with in your business or share your company with, so that they bring their money into the business and you bring your expertise into the business. So seeking out partners that have money to invest in the business and you giving them a share of your business also is a way you can actually finance your business. If you look out for partners that you can give a share of your business to, they will give you the money, but you won't need to pay them back in form of interest or the way bank loans normally operate. These people, they are partnering with you and they expect to get a share of the profit from your business. So these are some of the ways you can fund or finance your business, Herbert.
Well said. Now, when you are going out to look for a partner, an investor, friends and family to help give that financial injection into your business, do you also care about the type of people that you want to get money from? Or as long as they've got the money, then it is fine, they can come on board?
You actually have to care about the type of people that come into the business. You need to... Even partners that invest in businesses actually also apply to invest in a business. So you can actually look at their applications. You can actually inform the market that you're looking for funding and then get people that are interested in funding your business. But analyze the kind of people that you want to partner with. It must be people that are able to work with you. They like your business. They like the product or service that you're selling. And they can even invest not just their money, but also their expertise in terms of advice. If they've invested in similar businesses, they'll be very much useful to your business in terms of helping you or providing advice on how you can grow that business beyond just offering you the finance. So such kind of partners are extremely important for especially a business that is a startup that has never really operated. So the kind of partner that you need to look out for is one that is really passionate about the business that you're doing.
Just now, we take a break. Stay tuned.
You are still listening to your favorite radio show, Ndalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. For comments or questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604. Take your business to the next level with Ndalama Insights.
Welcome back to the show. For those that just joined us, we are discussing the ways in which a business person can fund their business with my guest from Insight Partners Africa, Mukonki Mukonkela. So Mukonki, how can a business person know when they are ready to fund their business?
I think, how do you know if you're ready to finance, to start looking for funding for your business? First of all, you are probably running out of money because your current capacity or the cash flow that you currently have is not sufficient to manage to pay for the suppliers, for your employees, or for outstanding purchase orders or contracts that you have. If you are faced with a situation where you have outstanding orders that you are not able to implement because you don't have cash, suppliers are probably not getting paid on time, you need employees, and the current employees you are having are not even properly paid, then you probably need extra financing. And those are the signs that you need to look out for in terms of when you need to start looking out for funding. But I must emphasize also that the most important sign for you to start looking out for external funding should come from growth. Are you growing? And it should not come from your lack of or your inability to manage your cash flow. Because if you're unable to manage your cash flow, that is another issue. But if you are growing and your capacity is much more than your current resources can handle, then that's a good reason for you to start looking out for financing.
You are listening to Ndalama Insights radio program on ZNBC Radio 4. This program comes your way this time of the evening, and we always appreciate the company that you give us by listening to this program. Now, Mukonki, is it possible to fund a business without borrowing?
It is possible to finance a business without borrowing. And what is financing a business? Basically, it's ensuring that the business has enough money to pay its suppliers, to pay its salaries, and also to grow the business. Now, how is it possible for a business to finance itself without borrowing? I always say you need to start by looking internally in your company. When you're looking for financing, start by looking within your company first before you can even start looking at inviting external people to finance your business. So if you are looking internally in your business, then you are looking at, are you efficient in managing your cash flow? It all goes back to cash flow management. And one important area that most entrepreneurs do not really pay particular attention to is the customers that they sell on credit to, and these are referred to as debtors or accounts receivables. You find that most entrepreneurs, those that sell on credit, have got quite a number of customers that they sell on credit to, but they are unable to collect cash from these customers, and as a result, they've got very huge balances on customers that are owing them money. So one way you can actually get financing from within your business is by looking at these customers that buy on credit from you and whether they are actually paying you or pushing for payment, ensuring that you collect cash from these credit customers so that you can have money to finance the operations of your business. And another thing that entrepreneurs forget is they forget their suppliers. most entrepreneurs would run to get financing from a financial institution, but actually forget that they have easy access to suppliers that they can get supplies or goods on credit from. So if you look at, if you sell goods, if you buy and sell goods, for example, and you buy from wholesalers or from other big stores, you can agree with your suppliers to get those goods on credit. That way it's almost like you're getting an interest-free loan from these suppliers. If you're able to establish a good relationship with your supplier, then you're also able to ensure that you delay making payments on the goods that you're buying. That allows you enough time for you to sell the goods so that you can have enough money to pay those suppliers. As a result, you're looking internally in terms of looking for cash to finance your business. So there are ways you can actually finance your business without looking at external borrowing.
Any concluding remarks?
So we've been looking at ways to fund your business, and this has been a continuation of the program that we had last week. We will continue with a similar discussion next week. Actually, we had a query from one of our listeners from Kitwe, Mr. Chama. Mr. Chama wants to finance a purchase of his of an asset. He's in the transport business, and he's got a bus and he wants to buy another bus. So he approached one of the financial institutions for funding. So I'm pleased to announce to Mr. Chama and to any other listener who's wondering, how can I finance, how can I buy a small equipment with very little money, maybe 30,000 kwacha? How can I get this money to invest in my business so that my business can grow if the banks or financial institutions are not giving me this money? So we have a guest from Zambia National Building Society that is going to help us address this issue next week, Tuesday.
All right, we've come to the end of the show. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'll be having a guest from ZNBS on our next show. We'll be addressing an issue from a listener from Kitwe, like Amkonki did make reference to, Mr. Chama Godfrey. The topic of the show is, how can I get funding to purchase an asset? This show will come on Tuesday, 25th June 2019 at 07:20 hours. On behalf of my guest, I'm Herbert Mutavi. Goodbye.
That was your favorite radio show, Ndalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insightpartnersafrica.com for recorded episodes and join the Ndalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604 or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mid in Lusaka.